You're listening to SBS News.
Meng Wanzhou arrived at a Vancouver courthouse with a smile and a wave to the waiting media on day one of what is expected to be a lengthy extradition hearing. The hearing appears certain to inflame tensions between the US, which wants Ms. Meng extradited, and China, which wants her released. Geng Shuang is a spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry.
China has a consistent and clear position on Meng Wanzhou's case. The United States and Canada have abused the bilateral extradition agreement and arbitrarily taken coercive measures against Chinese citizens, which severely infringe upon their legitimate rights and interests. It's a serious political incident.
China views Ms. Meng's case as an attempt by the US to contain China's growing influence. The daughter of Huawei's founder, Ren Zhengfei, was arrested in Canada at the behest of the US in December 2018. The US has charged Ms. Meng with bank fraud, believing she covered up attempts by Huawei-linked companies to sell equipment to Iran, breaking US sanctions against the country. Ms. Meng denies the claims, and Huawei spokesman Benjamin Howes says the company is confident she will be proven innocent.
Huawei has consistently stated, as this case is before the court, it is inappropriate for us to give specific comments on the ongoing legal proceeding. We trust in Canada's judicial system, which will prove Ms. Meng's innocence. Huawei stands with Ms. Meng in her pursuit of justice and freedom. We hope Ms. Meng will be together with her family and colleagues and friends as soon as possible.
Huawei's lawyer Richard Peck told the court double criminality was at the centre of the case. Would we be here in the absence of US sanctions law? Our response is no, he said. In a typical case, double criminality is not contentious. This case, however, is founded on an allegation of breach of US sanctions, sanctions which Canada has expressly repudiated. But Canada has committed to honouring its existing extradition treaties, as its Deputy Prime Minister, Chrystia Freeland, explains.
Our government has been clear that we are a rule of law country and that we honour our extradition treaty commitments. That is what we need to do, and that is what we will do.
Ms. Meng's legal team is currently only scheduled to call evidence in the last week of April. A second phase of the trial, focusing on abusive process and whether Canadian officials followed the law when arresting Ms. Meng, is set to begin in June. Closing arguments are expected in the last week of September and first week of October. Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.